What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is Tuesday, October 8th. It's time for another recap show right here on my channel, iWatchMike. So thanks for tuning in, sharing, retweeting, all that good stuff. And of course, as you can see, we're going to be talking about The Flash. I just finished watching last night's episode. It was called The Man Who Saved Central City. I've got my notes here, and I'm just going to talk about, I'm just going to rant and rave about this premiere episode. Brand new season aired last night. Did it feel like a premiere? It did. It didn't wow me, but it felt like a premiere because, of course, you know, it starts off right after season one's finale. So, I mean, it was cool. I expected a little bit more. Looking at my notes, I'm glad that that beginning wasn't a beginning. Because it started off really cheesy in the beginning. I was like, man, don't tell me this is how it's going to be. And then when you started seeing Wells coming in the picture and everything else, I was like, wait a second, is he dreaming? So I'm glad that wasn't the truth. It's apparently been like 6 months since the whole black hole thing. And the Flash decided to be a big baby and work on his own. I don't know. And I know some of y'all listening are probably like, it's because he felt bad. I don't know. I just think that he was being a big baby this entire episode until the very end. Let's see here. I'm pretty upset. I'm pretty bummed that Ronnie didn't make it. I didn't see that coming. You know, we get that flashback back and we see that the old man scientist, I can't remember what his name is, he survives and Ronnie actually helps out the Flash. I was like, damn. And Caitlin just got married, too. So I'm wondering if we're going to get Ronnie back. What do y'all think? Old man's there. Is there a chance? I don't know. I don't follow the comics. I don't even know if he's a real comic person. But I liked Ronnie. I liked his flame on human torch kind of thing. Let's see here. I don't know what to think about this Super Bane Star-Lord person that came and was the bad guy in this episode. He just kind of reminded me of Bane. And with his metal helm, I don't know. I mean, it was a cool, like, I don't even know if he was a metahuman. I guess he kind of was, but I don't know. There's more to this, because even in this, in the end, where this guy gets killed by the radiation, who's Zoom? Now, I don't know if he's a real character. Some of you out there, it might be. You could tell me, leave a comment, something. But it's obvious that this guy was working for somebody else. But I'm just trying to figure out how he sucked the other guy's face off, you know, because he was looking like the guy they found at that warehouse. So I'm curious to see who this Zoom guy is. But yeah, I wasn't too excited for this metahuman Star-Lord / Bane guy. Let's see what here. I'm glad to see some Wells. I liked Wells. I liked him. I liked his character. I liked his attitude. And it was good to get a little video feed of him. And it was cool that he confessed to killing Barry's mom. So that's good, because we get Barry's dad out of prison, which I didn't see that coming for him to leave. I thought he was going to at least stay and help. But now I see where the babiness comes from Barry when he was all upset in this episode, because dad should have at least stayed. I mean, he could have helped out at the lab or something, or just kind of hang out and see what his son does. This whole thing, like, I'm going to leave and I'll be there when you need me thing. I don't know what's up with dad. I did think it was cool, the Batman reference, wasn't it? With the light going in the air and Cisco saying that he saw it in a comic book. That was dope. I wonder if they're going to use that more. But I guess we'll see what happens with that. Let's see here. What else? The end of this. About the whole security is bumped up and no one's going to walk in. And then this Jay Garrick walks in and we kind of find out, I don't know if y'all watched the commercial for next week, wherever he's from, they call him the Flash. So is he an old school Flash? Cause the helmet that he was wearing seemed pretty old school. So, I'm curious to see what this Jay Garrick is. It looks like he's going to be teaching, the Flash a thing or two on how to fight and take down bad guys. So, yeah, it was pretty good. It's a pretty good premiere episode. I'm looking forward to the season. If you listen to my season finale recap, I thought season one was outstanding. And it's too bad that I didn't recap it, because my friends were supposed to recap it instead. That's why I let them do it. ladies of the VRO. But it's okay, because I'm going to be here doing season two. And maybe I might be getting emails, text messages from fellow fans, friends of mine of The Flash, and maybe I'll read them. For instance, DJ Wicked, he's a big fan of The Flash and The Arrow, and he texted me last night saying, Flash and Arrow got cheesy, really cheesy. So I haven't watched Arrow. I'm going to watch that right now. Hopefully my son is taking a nap and he'll let me watch the entire thing. But I'm trying to figure out if The Flash was cheesy. I don't think it was, Wicked. I'm sorry. I mean, it could have been better. But the cheese, I mean, you know, there had to be some hugging. And I mean, the ending when they were doing the party and everybody was kind of hugging each other, that was kind of a little like really over the top kind of stuff. So, uh-oh, my son just woke up. Will I be able to do Arrow? I don't know. So my final thoughts on The Flash, the man who saved Central City, if I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, I would probably have to give it, for a premiere episode, I'd give it a 7. You know, it's still good. Wasn't wowed, but it was still good. So, you know, any thoughts on you guys? Wherever you're listening to this, please leave a comment. Like this Audio Boom. If you're listening to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, feel free to leave a comment, all that good stuff. If not, if you're listening to this, I mean, somewhere else, comment as well, or just tweet me. Let me know what you thought about this episode. If you want to check out my blog, iWatchMike, that's where you can find me, and Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, check out my other podcasts, all my other recap shows. It's audioboom.com/iWatchMike. Or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Yeah, use that one instead. All right, everybody have a great weekend coming up, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace out.